From the heart of Big Ten country, Los Angeles, California, Ryan Abraham and David Woods present the Podcast of Champions.
Welcome, everyone, back to the Podcast of Champions. I'm David Woods from Bruin Report Online, the UCLA site on the 24/7 Sports Network.
And I'm Ryan Abraham from USCFootball.com, the USC site on the 24/7 Sports Network. And together we make the Podcast of Champions, talking all things Big Ten football. Week zero in the books. Week one is upon us. We have approximately 58 games to pick to start off Big Ten play. More like 18, but we got a lot of games to pick. We're going to do them all a little quicker fashion, I think, than we normally do to get ready for some Big Ten football. It's going to be a fun weekend. I'm excited. Are you excited to get back into football here?
Never been more excited for anything in my entire life.
Okay, that's such bullshit. But whatever, that's fine. Sorry, Griffin. We are excited. Dave was a little late, if you know, because he never, I guess, Sepulveda, there's never traffic there. He didn't, you know, take that into consideration. Whatever, that's fine. I maybe ratted you out in the chat before you got here, but that's cool. That's cool.
Yep.
We had some emails to get to later on. If you want to email us, big10cast@gmail.com. You can also call or text us. We got a couple text messages. No voicemails this week. Well, we had one attempt, and we'll talk about that when we get to it. But 424-532-0678 is the number. You can tweet at us, B1G Podcast. And then you can leave us a five-star rating on Apple or Spotify. And then on Apple, we'd love to hear your reviews. And on Spotify, you can actually make comments on each individual episode of the show. I don't know if we got any comments on the last show. I'll take a look at it, David. But do we got any new reviews?
No new reviews today.
Should I look? Let me look on Spotify real quick to see if we...
Stop trying to make Spotify happen.
Spotify's a thing.
It's not going to happen.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay, so here's our latest ones. No comments on the latest episode.
Wow, who would have thought?
Yeah. Well, get on there if you're listening on Spotify. We got a lot of comments in the chat right now.
That's right, baby. The chat is blowing up.
Dave wants to know, 5 minutes late. Wow. Will we get a refund?
Oops. Great.
Oh, that was the wrong one that came up, but I'll put another one up. Your East Coast audience checks in. We got that.
All right.
Best podcast in the world. Thanks for everything, Ryan and Dave. Look at that.
Wow. Must not know where he is. Okay, cool.
There's some good stuff there. Alex says, what are we not paying you for? Yes, we do this for free. So if Dave's 5 minutes late, I'm sorry, but you guys don't pay anything for that. The way you do pay us, though, we do an ad read every once in a while. And we got a new one. My bookie, your fantasy league pays bragging rights. You know what my bookie pays, David?
What?
It pays cash.
That's right, baby.
You've done the research.
We love cash.
You got the gut picks.
I like money.
Now it's your time to cash. Saturday, it's college chaos. Sunday, of course, NFL insanity. With my bookie, you have every angle covered. Spreads, player props, live bets, and the ones you only whisper about until they hit. The setup is seamless. You get one account, one wallet. Bet your game. You can play some blackjack if you want. Reload without ever leaving the app. And if you're new to MyBookie, what you're going to do is use promo code POC for Podcast of Champions. Any bet you choose up to $500 will be fully covered. So you make your play. If it doesn't hit, you get it right back when you opt in using the bet back bonus token with that promo code POC. This isn't fantasy. It's the real season. Let's cash with MyBookie.
I loved that read.
Thanks.
It was the best read I've heard in the last hour.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard many.
I know.
In the last hour. You know what we also have, David?
What do we have?
We're back with the Survivor Pool.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Our buddy, Matt.
One of our employees.
Yes, who we pay zero.
Who pays us in buffet.
He does take us to nice meals.
Yes.
And does work for us.
Correct.
I mean, he wrote a lot of stuff. So the Podcast of Champions 2025 Survivor Pool. I already put my submissions in.
I should probably do that.
I tweeted it out just before the show went live. You know what I'll do? I'll put this in the chat too so you guys can get a link. And we'll put it out on our different content and stuff. But I'll give you like the gist of it. So he says it's going to be 15 weeks. including the championship game. So for weeks 1 through 3, you have to pick 2 Big Ten teams each week to win. If both teams are correct, you survive. If either pick is incorrect or you fail to play, you're out. Starting week 4, you only need to pick 1 Big Ten team to win. If your pick is correct, you survive. If it's incorrect, you're out. I think last year we did it where you had to pick a winner and a loser. Do you remember? Did we do that? Do you remember?
Something like that.
I think it was something like that, yeah. So now for the first 2 weeks, you have to pick 2 winners. You can only pick each team once. So if you pick like Ohio State and Oregon to win in week 1, well, maybe not Ohio State because they're playing Texas, but you pick like Oregon to win week 1, then you can't pick them later on. So we'll go through all the picks with the spreads and stuff today, but that's the general way it's going to work. So sign up. You want to get it in before this weekend, and he'll keep your – use the same name, use the same email. Otherwise, he's got to do all this database management and stuff. And if you get week 1 picks right, don't forget to do your week 2 picks. We'll remind you every week. But thank you, Matthew, for setting that up.
There's an important question in the chat from MEG. Do you see it?
Yeah, I'll pull it up on the screen. You want to read it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Dave, if you had to choose between holding John Adams's clothes and getting him dressed after he skinny dips in the Potomac or getting Taft unstuck out of the tub, which you going with? It's great. It's a great question. First, I do have to acknowledge, I believe the Taft getting stuck in a tub was calumny against good old William Howard. He did not actually get stuck in a bathtub. However, if he were to get stuck in a bathtub, I absolutely would pull him out. I think I got to go with that over dressing John Adams, because John Adams was a more ornery cuss. He would probably like criticize you as you're getting him dressed. Yes. Like, oh no, you're pulling my breeches too tight. And then you have to like redo them breeches? And stuff. I think Taft would just be happy that you're getting him out of the tub.
Yeah, he just would like to be out of the tub.
Yeah.
Is breeches a thing, or are you talking about britches?
Breeches. I don't know.
Britches, I think.
I don't think so. I think the pants are breeches.
No, it's not.
Yeah, breeches are pants, buddy.
Breeches are also... No.
Homie, breeches are the little pantaloons that people wore in the Revolutionary
War. Okay, okay.
Breeches is probably a colloquialism based on breeches.
I bet you it is. That's probably true. Maybe the people in the chat.
Out here correcting my ass. Get out of here.
No, breeches. I like it. That's good. AP says, can't wait to get back from a football game 40 minutes away from home at 2 a.m.
That's why I don't go to the Rose Bowl, baby.
UCLA plays late, right? Is there?
Yeah, that's
right. Is it a 10:30 Pacific kickoff?
8 p.m.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be late.
Gnarly. We'll get into that in the preview.
Yeah, we'll get on that preview. So what we're going to do this week is preview all the games.
We're going to speed round a lot of these ones because there's a whole lot of shit. Sorry, Griffin, in week 1 especially. As we get deeper into the season, we will focus on games that we're interested in. There aren't too many, actually, that I'm super interested in this weekend.
Yeah, there's a couple, but the most. So what we'll do is go through our picks. Full disclosure, like these weeks are usually tough. Like, how much do you know about the Ohio Bobcats? Like
nothing, and I don't care, and I'm not going to learn anything.
Yeah, like I actually started to do some research, and then I stopped.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I going to do that? I'm just going to go with my gut and tell you what I think on all of these games.
Correct.
But the most important thing is we have freaking football games. We have games we're going to talk about, and we're going to highlight the big ones. We're not going to go game by game, each one. We'll tell you we got our picks right or wrong or whatever. Mesro 99 says breeches, and he says it's like 18th century Lululemon.
So that's perfect. Right, baby.
Nice. Was it an actual brand?
Breeches? They're not a brand.
Well, he's saying it was Lululemon of 19th century, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe not. Yeah, so that's what we're going to do. We'll go through all these games. And, have some fun with it and see how our pick's doing. I think we've done these picks for like 6 or 7 years, and I think you've won 1 year.
I don't think that's right.
I think it's one.
It's hard to remember.
Because the 1 year you won, you like talked about it for like Well, we're not talking about, I'm the current champion. Like, you tried to extend that year as much as you could.
I remember that year. I don't remember any of the other years that you're talking about.
Right. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see if you can make a run at the title here. Picks against the spread. But in general, we do pretty well in our picks against the spread. These ones, first weeks are like kind of, it's a little scary, but we'll go with it. Oh, and I got to bring up I got the board here and everything. Oh, man. We got to get back to the shit here.
That's right.
Do you know how many teams are in the Big Ten?
40?
Like an infinite amount.
Yeah. I was counting up the games and I'm like, did I miss one? Because I'm like, oh, I arrived at 18. Certainly that can't be the number of teams in this conference.
And the new Maryland athletic director came out and said,
they're going to be more. Yeah.
He thinks there'll be 20. Now, yeah. I think this is Maryland hoping, because if you're going to actually condense and maybe join, then you might drop some teams. So, like, a team like Maryland could be on the chopping block. So, I think they want to add some more teams. Could it be Cal and Stanford?
Mm.
He didn't say which teams.
That would be something.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's start going through our picks. First game, we're starting on Thursday. We have 4 games on Thursday?
4 games on Thursday, 2 on Friday, and the remaining 12 on Saturday.
The remaining 12. All right, let's get through this. First, we got
Rutgers, Scarlet Knights.
Scarlet Knight.
This is tomorrow at 3 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. Ohio traveling to Rutgers. Rutgers is a 15.5-point favorite. I just, I think Ohio supremacy. I've got the Bobcats of Ohio covering this one. Ethan Calicmanis can't do it again. I don't know. Do what? Who knows? Ohio covering. Let's go.
I kind of want to take points, but just give me Rutgers. I think last year I just went like most all Big Ten teams and I did pretty well in week one. So I'm going to start that way. I'll take Rutgers and I'll lay that 15.5.
Fair enough, baby.
All right. Next up.
Minnesota Golden Gophers.
This one's 5 p.m. on FS1. Buffalo traveling to Minnesota. Minnesota's a 17.5-point favorite. I am buying the Fleckissance. Give me Minnesota.
I am too. I was worried that they had Josh Allen, that they would go against him, but he's not playing Buffalo.
He doesn't play for Buffalo.
Yeah.
I thought he did too.
So give me Minnesota, 17.5. That's a lot of points.
How weird is it that Buffalo has an NFL team?
Yes.
What went on there?
Green Bay.
Why?
What the hell, Green Bay?
Yeah, that's a whole weird deal too. But like Buffalo, like what is that?
Yeah.
Is it even a city? Who knows?
I'm not sure.
Anyone been there? No.
All right. You got people in the chat. Dave, it must be said, never shave your beard again. This is from an old Chinese proverb. Never see your heroes without a beard.
It's a great point.
I like that. And we also have number of Big Ten teams should be a prime number.
That's right, baby.
Fair enough. Hey, if you have questions while we're doing this, you can put the question in the chat. I'll start and get back to it later. We have a few emails and stuff, but we don't have a ton. So if you want to get your questions in, just put them in there. And as we're going through all these games, because there's a lot of them, I will go in the chat and star them, and we'll bring them up later on in the show. Okay, next up.
Nebraska Cornhuskers.
I'm peeling corn.
6 p.m. on ESPN. Nebraska traveling to Cincinnati. The Bearcats. Wow. Nebraska's a 6.5-point road favorite. This comes down to really how much do you buy Dylan Raiola, Dana Holgorsen, all that stuff working out in year two and then being gangbusters. But also it's early season Nebraska. You know what early season Nebraska does?
They win.
Crush. So give me Nebraska here.
Yeah. So Cincinnati is a Power Four team.
Since when?
They're in the Big 12.
When?
Yeah.
Who?
Did you not know that?
How?
For real? But they were like 11th.
Sport?
In football. They were 11th out of 12 last year.
Disagree.
They were.
We can agree to disagree on this one.
Okay. So, but I'm going to take Nebraska. I think they're going to roll. Cincinnati, not that good. Give me Nebraska. I think they take care of business on the road, winning by at least a touchdown. All right. Next up.
Wisconsin Badgers.
Oh. Real quick, Trojan Fight says, isn't that game at Arrowhead? That might be, huh?
Dude, who knows?
Does it matter? I think it might be at Arrowhead.
Is it?
You're the one that put it in the thing.
I don't know. Who cares? Yeah, it's a versus. It's not at. Fine. Who cares? next up, 6 p.m., Big Ten Network, Miami of Ohio. That's the other one. Is this the good one? I can't remember.
No, is this Miami, the good Miami? Miami Hurricanes is the good one.
Are they not the Hurricanes?
They're not.
Oh, I guess that makes sense because they're in Ohio.
Yeah.
Ohio doesn't get many hurricanes. Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Is everyone sure? Okay, cool, cool, cool. Miami of Ohio traveling to Wisconsin. I'm assuming this is to Wisconsin. They're not playing it on the moon or something. Wisconsin is a 17.5 point favorite over the, I believe, I'm going to pull this deep from the recesses of my brain, over the Red Hawks.
I think you're right.
I think I'm right.
Red Hawks, yeah.
Well, I got to go Wisconsin here, keeping with the theme, knowing nothing about Miami of Ohio and not caring to learn anything. Wisconsin, though, are they going to get it together here in Luke Fickle's? Is this his third year now?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Are they going to get it together? Who knows? But I think they'll get it together in this game. Give me Wisconsin.
Interesting. I think I'm going to go. So Miami of Ohio lost 28-3 last year to Notre Dame early. And Notre Dame's obviously like a really good team. I don't think Wisconsin is.
Mm.
I'm going to go Miami of Ohio in this one just because that's 17.5 points. I'm just not sure that they're going to be that great. I think that Wisconsin wins, obviously, but I'm not a big Wisconsin believer. So
damn,
I'm going to, you'll take Wisconsin. I will go Miami of Ohio. So for Thursday games, we have two that are different. Yeah. So on that one, we'll see. By the way, we have a,
hell yeah,
from Eli. Let me put that one up on the screen because we have to stop everything when that happens.
Eli's the man. Wait, there's no more Trader Joe's gift cards for the top reviews? I'm done here. This mediocrity isn't worth it. JK, love you guys and looking forward to a great season of mediocrity. Love you too. Thank you.
We can work on the Trader Joe's gift cards because the only reason we did a show, I think, last week was because our man John over, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
He helped us out, so... If we tell them we're not going to do any more shows unless we get gift cards, we probably could get them.
We could probably get that. We could probably make that happen for you.
Nice. Okay, so those are our Thursday games. Let's go to Friday games. We got, first up,
Michigan State Spartans.
Charge!
4 p.m. tomorrow, or Friday, August 29th, 4 p.m. on FS1. It's the western half of Michigan, the entire half of the state, allegedly, according to this.
Wow.
Piece of writing. The entire half of the state is taking on Michigan State and East Lansing. Despite the numerical advantage for the western half of the state, Michigan State is favored by 20.5 points.
How is that possible?
That is so many points. Western Michigan, if I remember correctly on my directional Michigan, I remember thinking about this last year. I think they're terrible. I think it's as you move. No. I think Western was the good one, weren't they? As you move from west to east, they get worse. I think that's true.
But I don't.
By that token, I got to go Western Michigan here.
So last year, I got Wisconsin beat Western Michigan 28-14, but Ohio State beat them 56-0. Yeah, they seem like a very mediocre. They lost to Central Michigan last year.
Yep.
16-14. Ooh.
But was that at Central Michigan? That's the big question.
Oh, yeah, because that's a crazy environment.
That's a crazy environment.
I think Michigan State's not going to be that good. That's a lot of points. So I'm going to go Western Michigan as well. You took Western Michigan, right?
Correct.
Okay.
How many turnovers over under will Aiden Chiles have this year?
This year?
This year.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I'll go 20. What do you think?
You're going to go with 20? Last year, he had 11 picks. I think he probably had another, what, 5 or 6 fumbles?
Yeah, so it's pretty good.
I'm going to set the over-under at 15.
Okay.
I'll go under.
I'll go over 15.
Okay.
Yeah. Kalamazoo is always fun to say.
Oh, it is. The home of Kalamazoo, zoo, zoo, zoo. All right.
What is that from?
I don't know. Some song from the 60s or 50s.
Nice. All right. Let's get into
Illinois Fighting Illini.
Hi, I'm from Illinois.
This is 4:30 p.m. on Peacock. The western half of Illinois, that includes the city of Chicago, by the way. That is in the western half of Illinois. They're traveling to number 12, Illinois. So again, the entire western half of Illinois, the entire western half of the state, which includes the many millions of people who live in the Chicago and Chicagoland area, all taking on number 12, Illinois on Friday. Yet, Illinois is a 45.5-point favorite.
Yikes.
That is so many points.
That is a lot of points.
That is an absurd number of points. Why is it so many points?
I don't know. So last year, Northern opened the season beating Western Illinois 54-15. But then they played this team called Indiana. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Mm. He knows the score. He gets the women. Signetti kills.
That was 77-3.
Mm.
So that was Indiana like boat racing the hell out of them.
I think I'm going to go with Illinois here.
Okay.
It's a lot of points.
Do you think Illinois could be like the Indiana from last year?
No, I just think Western Illinois is probably bad.
That's so many points. I'm going to take Western.
Wow.
That's a lot of freaking points. 45 and a half?
Wow.
Yeah. Way too many points, I think.
Wow.
I'm going to go against you. Go Western. Like that. That's so many points.
It is.
What was that, like 8 touchdowns or something? Come on. All right. No, 7. Almost 7. Right? Yeah. That's a lot. Okay. Let's go to Saturday now.
Let's go to Saturday.
You ready?
I was born ready.
This is a big one.
Yep.
The Ohio State Buckeyes. The Big Kahuna.
At 9 a.m. on Big Fox, number 1, Texas, traveling to number 3, Ohio State. This isn't some weak-ass, like, neutral site game. No, baby.
It's in the shoe.
This is in the shoe. Texas, are they still coached by Steve Sarkisian?
They very much are.
Are you a Sarkisian guy or a Sarkisian?
Sarkisian. That's how I say it.
I think it's Sarkisian, right? Like, can I get my Armenian mafia out here and can you inform
I've covered
everyone?
The guy for a long time.
Are we going Sarkisian or Sarkisian here? Because I don't think that's right. I think we got to go Sarkisian.
Yeah, don't trust the guy that covered him for.
Well, because I mean, it's what? It's son of Sarkis, isn't that what we're going with there?
I don't know. Son of Sarkis.
Yeah, I think that's what the Ian and Sarkis. Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
I'll go with you.
Right.
Uh huh.
So it's not Jan, it's Ian. Correct? Anyone? Bueller? Anywho. Sarkisian's still the coach of Texas.
He is.
Tends to fold in some big spots. Is this a big spot?
This is fairly big, yes.
Fairly big spot. Now, Ohio State has some questions. Obviously, a new quarterback. They've got to replace the great and venerable Chip Kelly at offensive coordinator. I have to assume Ryan Day is going to be assuming a lot of those responsibilities. They have a new defensive coordinator. They're going to have some kinks to iron out. I think this could be a low scoring and pretty competitive game. Because Ohio State's defense is still Ohio State's defense, and it was super elite last year. I don't really, I mean, yes, there's a coaching change, but it's not.
No Jim Knowles, but you know.
But come on. I'm going to go ahead and just take the home team here. I'm going to take Ohio State. Yeah. I do think it'll be pretty low scoring, though. I think it'll be like, I don't know, 24-21, 24-20, something like that. But yeah, I've got Ohio State covering this one.
I like the Ohio State, too. I'll go with you on that. I mean, they got the two best players on either side of the ball. You know, like Jeremiah Smith is obviously, I mean, just a freak of nature. You know, breaking a new quarterback. I'm really curious to see as far as Arch Manning goes. Like, there's so much talk about him. He seems like he's taking this pretty well. I think he got a quote where he was like, everyone thinks I'm like the greatest thing. I'm going to throw, you know, I can't wait to throw a pick. And then everyone tells me how terrible I am. Like, I get it. Like, there's just going to be a lot of hype around him just because of his name. And I mean, he's tweeted like 5 times in a few years. Like, he wasn't really out there in the recruiting process. It's just all kind of been behind the scenes, waiting his turn, which that doesn't really even happen nowadays.
Yeah.
Now I get to see him. So this will be a lot of fun. I'm lucky USC doesn't kick till 4:30. So I'll be able to watch this one at the house in the morning before I go into the Coliseum. But looking forward to a lot. And yeah, I think Ohio State's going to just be in the home team. Like, if this was at Texas, I think I'd probably take Texas. But there's uncertainty and you know, rebuilding offensive line for Texas. There's different things that are happening. But I feel like I'm going to take the home team in this one. It's only 1.5 points. So give me the Buckeyes.
All right. Love it.
Looking forward to this one. All right. Next up.
Maryland Terrapins.
Snap, 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 snap.
Maryland at 9 a.m. on the Big Ten Network. Florida Atlantic. I believe these are the
Owls.
Yes. Traveling to Maryland. Maryland is a 14.5-point favorite over Florida Atlantic. Quick preview. This is one of my 2 Survivor Pool picks this week.
Me too.
I don't like them to cover, though. I'm going to take Florida Atlantic because I think Maryland is possibly trash. They're also starting a true freshman at quarterback. Who knows how that's going to look?
Maryland is.
Probably. I don't even know if they've fully announced that yet.
I'm going to go Florida Atlantic as well. Do you know who they Florida Atlantic opened with last season?
Who?
Michigan State.
Mm.
You know what the score was?
What?
Michigan State won, but it was 16-10.
Oh, yeah. It was ass. I remember that.
It was
now.
An ass game. So I'm going to go another ass game, but I feel like...
You've always liked ass games.
14.5 is too much. Yeah. I love those ass games. Sweet. Okay. So that was one of the teams I'm taking the Survivor Pool.
Beautiful.
Here's another.
Purdue Boilermakers.
Big same. 9 a.m. on the Big Ten Network. Ooh, just dueling Big Ten. What numbers are going to be put up on these games, by the way?
There's
Maryland at 9 a.m. and Purdue at 9 a.m.
Opposite.
Across from Texas, Ohio State.
I mean, there'll be dozens of family members.
There are dozens of us. Ball State. They are the Eagles?
They're like Cardinals or something.
Cardinals, that's right. Ball State Cardinals. Guess we got to decide on a new Pope. Traveling to Purdue. Purdue's an 18.5-point favorite. I guess odds makers are big believers in Barry Odom.
Yeah.
I am too, but I don't know if I'm that big of a believer. Yeah, I got to go Ball State here. That's a big number.
That's a big number. And I'm not doing research, but I am just looking at the schedule from last year. That's all I'm doing. And I'll cherry pick a game, even though the rosters are different, everything's different. Ball State lost to James Madison last year, 63-7.
To all James right, Madison. Let me switch this to Purdue, please.
All right, no, you can't. You're locked in.
I'm locked in.
If you want to switch, you can, but I'm taking Purdue.
Yeah, give me Purdue.
You want Purdue?
Yeah, I want Purdue.
Oh, look at you. I just talked you into that, so I should not. Okay. All right, we'll go with Purdue. I think Barry Odom can get things going. He did a good job switching things over. I think it'll be harder. He did this at UNLV where there's a big roster turnover and everything, but this isn't the Mountain West, but it is against Ball State. I feel like there's an aspect where he can like put some cool things together. We'll see if he can win Big Ten games, but I think he'll beat Ball State pretty handily. So I'll go with that. Okay, next up.
Northwestern Wildcats.
Rounding out the slate of 4 9 a.m. Big Ten games. Thank you, television. 9 a.m. on ESPNU. Northwestern traveling to Tulane. Tulane is a 6.5-point home favorite. We're riding the green wave here, right?
You got to ride the green wave. Like, some people are picking Tulane to, you know, be the group of 5 representative or whatever. And yeah, so I'm going Tulane here.
Yeah, no doubter. That's a no doubter.
Yeah. 6.5, that's not too much. I don't think Northwestern's going to be that good. So
I think they're going to be hot dog shit, actually.
What were
but they might beat UCLA in week four. What?
So last year, let me see. Tulane was 7-1 in conference. So Army ended up winning the conference, and they were like 9-5 overall. But, you know, people, you know, we'll see. But yeah, I think they're, you know, like they're a legit team, and I'm not sure Northwestern is, but okay. Cool. Are we done yet? Or no, we got a whole lot more games. We still got a bunch more.
We have okay. so many games.
Here we go. Next up.
Indiana Hoosiers.
Hey folks. I'm from Indiana.
11:30 a.m. on FS1, the Old Dominion. Anything? You got any, like, any idea? Like, I think it's Blue something. Isn't it Blue something?
I don't know.
No, they're the Monarchs. Yeah. I guess I'm a king and I'm going to hand my kingdom to my dumb son. Yay.
Wow, that's good.
You like that one?
Yeah.
11:30 a.m. on FS1, the Old Dominion Monarchs traveling to number 20, Indiana. Indiana's a 23.5-point favorite. I don't know anything about Old Dominion, but I know.
He knows the score. He gets the women. Signetti kills.
Yes.
Give me Indiana, baby.
Yeah, me too. Come on. Old Dominion was like a middle-of-the-road SBC conference last year. Screw it. Indiana's going to boat race them.
Yeah, that's right.
They beat those teams early on last year, like 77-3. Like, yeah, this 23.5 is not enough. It's not enough, I tell you. Okay, next up.
Penn State Nittany Lions.
Rawr.
Okay, this is at 12:30 on CBS. Nevada traveling all the way to number 2, Penn State. Penn State's a 43.5-point favorite. Nevada is a football team that has been okay at different times in history.
Not last year.
Not last year. Not for many of the last several years, decades, whatever you want to call them. Penn State. Maybe the best team in the country, right there in that conversation. I know it's a lot of points. I'm going to go Penn State here. I think they just sit on them. I think it might be like 52-0.
Yeah, I think it's going to be – I got to take Penn State. I mean, they're my pick to win the national championship. I think they're going to roll Nevada. Nevada was 0-7 in Mountain West play last year, 3-10 overall. So, like – they were really, really bad in a group of five conference, and they're going to play at Penn. Like, no, this is going to be name the score, blowout city. I'll take it. So give me Penn State.
Yep.
This one, like the fact that Illinois is favored by more over Western Michigan than Penn State over.
Yeah, get out of here.
Like, that doesn't make much sense to me. Although you took Illinois and you laid all those points. But I'll take Penn State, lay that. No problem at all doing that. Feel really good about that one. All right, next up.
Oregon Ducks.
1 p.m. on the Big Ten Network, Montana State at number 7, Oregon. There's no line in this game. I do not care. Moving on.
So we just don't do this one, right?
Correct.
Okay, so no, I'm going to write that. No line. We got no line on this one. All right. I think they'll win, though. I think
they had a decent chance.
Iowa Hawkeyes.
This one is 3 p.m. on FS1. It is Albany traveling to Iowa. Again, no line. Do not care.
Yeah, Albany is a quaint little town in upstate New York, but...
it's the capital.
Mm. Oh, it is the capital. Yeah, good point. All right, let's get into the afternoon games. We've got... let me find it.
Michigan. Wolverines.
Wow. Wow. Scratch, 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 scratch.
4:30 p.m. on NBC, New Mexico Lobos?
Yeah.
What is a Lobo?
I don't know.
Hang on. A Lobo is a wolf.
Ah, yes.
Okay. It refers to the Mexican wolf, a subspecies of gray wolf native to the region. UNM adopted the Lobo as its official mascot in 1920. It has become a symbol of the university's athletic teams known as the New Mexico Lobos. Thank you, stupid AI. You just said the same thing three different times. Well, New Mexico. Here's what I know about New Mexico, having to have researched them for UCLA purposes. They are hot, stinky dog shit. They lost a lot from last year. They didn't replace them. They're going to be super bad, probably the bottom of the Mountain West. I think Michigan is going to murder them. So give me Michigan. Oh, did I even say the line or anything?
It's 34.
Yeah, at no, number 14, Michigan. Michigan's a 34.5 point favorite. I would take Michigan like minus 50.
All right. I have some scientific reasons why I'm taking New Mexico.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Jason Eck, the football coach. Mm. Did you see the spoof they did, the Office spoof?
I didn't.
It was basically giving, like, do you remember the Office episode where Michael Scott?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, whatever. They did an Office spoof. It was really funny. Their social media game is good. They released their depth chart because Michigan doesn't do one, and it was really funny. I think they're like, I'm going New Mexico here. They are funny on social media. That is the reason why I'm taking them. But look up
Michigan is going to eat them and shit them out on the field. Like, it's going to be actually, you're going to be worried about their bowels because the poop is going to come out so quickly. You know,
I'm just
like,
going,
it shouldn't happen that quickly after you eat.
They have a strong social media game. I'm going with it. Yeah, Matthew says the Underwood debut. True freshman quarterback, you want them to cover 35 points? Come on.
They're going
to
crush them.
Okay.
They're going to crush the life out of them.
All righty. Next up, we got
USC Trojans.
Well, well, well. We have arrived at another USC football season.
Yes.
4:30 p.m. on the Big Ten Network, where it all should always begin, on the Big Ten Network for USC. Missouri State. Is Missouri State a FBS program?
Missouri State was in the Missouri Valley Conference last year, FCS. They've now moved up to Conference USA. This will be their first ever FBS game. So they
did
are FBS
USC's
program.
Booster collective, did they pay for Missouri State to get out of FCS status just so that they could maintain that? They haven't played in FCS still, right?
They're the only program in the country that has not.
So did they do that just to did they pay for this to happen?
Cannot confirm or deny any of that.
Missouri State traveling to USC. USC is a 35.5 point favorite. USC is not ranked.
True.
So that's good, right? That means that, well, that means like people are behaving rationally around USC for once.
Yes.
Like in their judgment of the program. Because last year, if you remember, famously, they began the year ranked.
Well, they beat LSU to start, so.
Correct, but they began the year ranked. And then true. where did they finish? Like, what was their record?
Unranked.
What was their record?
6-6.
Which one of us predicted that at the beginning of the year? Was it you?
No.
I could have sworn one of us did, so.
You felt really good after they beat LSU, yeah.
Was it me?
That is true.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. Lincoln Riley, still their head coach, correct?
Still is.
Is he good?
Define good.
Have they, I don't know, since his first year, like since everything since his first year, have they met any expectations whatsoever in any real way?
None.
Okay. So probably not very good?
Yes.
Okay. Jaden Maiava, is he good?
He has good tendencies.
Does he sometimes?
He sometimes Jaden Childs it a little.
So he's just, you know, he's kind of up and down, a little volatile, you might say?
Yeah, volatility is a part of his game.
Okay. Missouri State, know anything about him?
I do, just from doing some research.
Okay.
They got a good quarterback, kind of crappy on both lines. They got a good kicker.
Okay.
First ever FBS game, like as an FBS program.
They got to be excited for this one in the Coliseum.
They should be.
I'm going to go Missouri State here.
Missouri State. All right. I'm doing the same. Laying the 35.5. USC, the offensive line, they just announced this week, and they have a former walk-on starting at center over their Syracuse transfer that was thinking about going to the NFL. I'm not saying the offensive line isn't going to work out, but it's definitely different than what I thought it was going to be. We'll see how it ends up playing out. But I feel like they're just going to experiment a little bit, and I don't think they're going to, you know, try to push and score tons of points here. They'll score. They'll win, you know, But I think they'll win by like 30 or something. So I'm going to lay the 35 and a half.
Beautiful.
Next up, we've got
UCLA Bruins.
Wow.
And they are taking on
Utah Utes.
I got that one.
Big ups to the Pac-12. 8 p.m. on Big Fox, Utah. These two Utes traveling to UCLA. UCLA is a 5.5-point dog at home. I think anyone who has a strong opinion about the way this game will go is an insane person who should not be trusted with anything. I could see any outcome. Because neither of these teams have divulged a single bit of useful information from their off seasons. Neither one does. Kyle Whittingham, notoriously secretive of UCLA, obviously, as I've shared many, many times now. So we go back on our verities, the old truths and verities of the heart. Utah, what do we know about that program?
Kyle Whittingham's been there for 58 years.
Correct. What do they always have?
Line play.
Yeah. Their defense, always good, yeah. Right? Like, never bad, just always, like, solid to very, very good.
Yes.
Right? And every single year, it's some, you know, couple of new guys that are horrible heathen mouths, just cannot pronounce their names, but they, you know, end up just killing people and like, getting, like, 16 sacks and, you know,
yeah,
8 tackles for a loss.
And they'll have, like, a fourth-string linebacker come in and score a bunch of touchdowns as a running
correct,
back.
Correct,
stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, stuff like that. Their offense, so I mentioned earlier New Mexico. Remember New Mexico? Everyone remembers, like, a couple minutes ago when we talked about New Mexico. Their quarterback from last year, he wasn't – so when I say quarterback, I mean a guy who's standing – behind the line of scrimmage and receives the ball. You might assume that means a thrower, like somebody who passes the ball. He didn't really do that last year for New Mexico,
okay.
Dampier. He's at Utah now, along with the offensive coordinator from New Mexico last year.
Right.
It's but
like a
John
Mateer thing, just with, like, not quite. It's like
he can run the absolute hell out of the ball. He ran for 1,200 yards last year as the quarterback. If he's even slightly better passing it behind an elite offensive line, they've got two offensive tackles who are probably first-round picks. They could be pretty good offensively. They've also got Wayshon Parker now at running back.
He's going to back up Cam Rising, right? Like, Brian says, how many TDs will
Cam
Rising
throw? I heard a rumor that Jake Browning is thinking about transferring in for his final year of eligibility in
perfect.
Utah.
Okay.
So then you go to UCLA, and I'm just like, what are the truths and verities about UCLA that we know? They replaced their entire offense, basically. Offensive coordinator, new quarterback, new running backs. You know, the receiving core is different. A little bit thinner. Maybe better. Maybe worse. Not sure. Offensive line, probably.
Good. You don't want fat receivers. You want thinner. Thinner is good.
Offensive line, probably a little bit better. But it's so much dependent on that quarterback. You know, can Nico be awesome? Can Tino Sinceri work some Indiana magic here? And then defensively, we know Akai Kamaloi is a pretty good coordinator, but does he have the tools? They don't have an edge rusher that we know of. No one who's produced at any level.
Yeah. This is taking way too long for a crappy game. Let's go.
This is one of the two or three, if you count Cincinnati, P4 game on game.
Yeah.
Anywho, I'm going to go Utah here.
Okay.
Because I really have nothing to base UCLA on, but I've got a lot of history for Utah.
Even though you cover them.
I do. I do attempt to do that.
Yeah. No, I'm going Utah as well. Mostly just because when you have a head coach worried about shit like we can't let the media talk to players or watch practice, then there's other things that are wrong. That's my... Whenever you see a head coach do stuff like that, it's just like, okay, there's problems going on behind the scenes because they're trying to reach out and control something that they can control, but it's not something that's going to help them get better at football. So that's a bad sign for me. So just, I think Utah had a terrible year last year. I think they're going to bounce back. I think that's the reason Kyle Whittingham's back. He wants to have a really good year this year. So former Pac-12 game, I'll take the Utes laying less than a touchdown.
These two Utes.
Yes. Okay, one last one we got.
Washington Huskies.
Also on the 8 p.m. slot on the Big Ten Network, Colorado State, those are the Rams of Colorado State, traveling to Washington. Washington is a 21.5 point favorite. Is this year two for Jed Fish?
It is.
No, but I mean, like, is that his year two? Like, is it kind of what he was doing at Arizona? Arizona was more of a year three thing, though, where it really came together.
I think that's, yeah.
So is this his year three? Did he accelerate past that, you know, absolute zero year that was his year one at Arizona? So was last year the year one at Arizona? So is this year going to be a 10-2 year?
It could be.
I doubt it. Mm. But could they be better?
I think they will.
I think they will. I like Washington in a blowout here. So give me the Huskies.
I'm going to take the Huskies as well. They played, so they got smoked by Texas last year. They're actually good. I think they were good in Mountain West last year, Colorado State. They played like a close game against Oregon State. Excuse me.
How's your voice?
Yeah, it went away for a second. But I'm going to take Washington as well.
I love it.
And let you talk for a second.
Yeah, please let me talk. That is it for our games. That is 18 games that we previewed in, I would say, some detail, not much.
Yeah.
And that's about the tone with which we're going to approach this season, just so everyone knows. When we recap games, it's going to be even less for a lot of these and maybe a little bit more for a couple that we're interested in.
Yeah.
But we're not. I'm going to tell you right now, unless there's like a left-handed pick thrown by a defensive lineman in the Buffalo at Minnesota game, I won't have a thought on that game.
No, I won't either.
I'm not planning on having a thought on Miami of Ohio traveling to Wisconsin. If I have a thought on Western Illinois at number 12, Illinois, I'm going to ask Ryan to tase me.
I would happily do that.
Yeah. So there will not be many thoughts about a lot of these games.
No. Matthew says, is Foster going to allow this game to be broadcast?
That is the big open question.
Okay. Hopefully, yeah, he allows the results to be counted and games to be watched.
Yep.
We'll see. Okay. Why don't we take a break and we'll come back and do some questions. I don't know what's going on with my voice, but I was a little under the weather yesterday, so maybe that's
great. I appreciate you telling me before I shared space with you.
Yeah, no problem. Well, we made out, you know, tongue kissed a little earlier.
By shared space, everyone knows what I meant.
Yes. Okay, back in a minute, everybody. Alrighty, we're back here on the podcast of champions. Don't forget the Survivor Pool. You gotta check that out. Use that. Go in there.
Don't forget. Learn it. Love it.
Our sponsor, MyBookie.
Live it.
Don't forget that. We got some questions. No voice. So Eddie from Orange is a big member of the Peristyle, the P over at USAFootball.com. Loves to leave voicemails for our recruiting show. They don't play them all the time. Sometimes he leaves them while he's like running and this one he left for my show, but it was meant for this show. He called you Jeff in it. It was like over 2.5 minutes long, so we're not going to play it. He sounded kind of hammered, to be honest.
We've all been there.
It was way too long, but he called you Jeff. He said you looked old without your beard. He talked about the Indiana teams, like the Big Ten, like, why does the Big Ten doesn't even have the best team in Indiana? Talking about Notre Dame. But then he wanted to get into the Dave Portnoy stuff a little bit. And then he says,
oh, what is Portnoy's complaint? That was a deep cut for...
For what?
What?
No, Dave Portnoy is the guy that he got banned. He didn't get banned. There was like rumors that he got banned or something. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, Eddie left the thing. And I put some notes down. I don't remember what it was anymore, so sorry. But Eddie, thanks. But try to leave more concise voicemails.
Damn.
And maybe don't sound drunk. And leave it for the right show. And I don't know why he calls you Jeff.
It's fine.
You got it?
I like being Jeff.
Okay.
All right.
I think we have an email.
Let me find it. What is it? Which one is it?
POC Freaky Friday.
Oh, okay. This is from POC Jock. Ryan and David, with the sequel release to the cinematic masterpiece Freaky Friday, you two suddenly swap bodies and live through the upcoming football season. Ryan, you are now David Woods, a curse I would not wish on my worst enemy. David, you are now Ryan Abraham. What are you most excited for? What are you doing first? What are you dreading or immediately changing about your newfound body and life? You two can decide if your lifestyle choices are permanent or revert upon changing back. I think I would seek to destroy your body.
Okay. Wait. Why?
I think it would just be fun.
Okay.
Assuming I am allowed to revert back at some point, I think that would be a very funny thing.
So you could just ruin it and then leave.
Yes. Yeah. Like, you're borrowing somebody's car and just leaving trash in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Though I don't know how you do it. Like drinking the way you do, like making life choices the way you do. Like, I don't get it. Mm. At your advanced age of 70.
I'm 54, but yes.
Yeah. It's incredible. I don't know. I'd probably play some fucking volleyball or something. Sorry, Griffin.
Yeah. That's cool. Dude, I used to play indoor volleyball a lot. Now I mostly play on the beach, which is it's hard because you're in the sand, but it's like you don't get hurt like as you get older. I got asked to sub for an indoor volleyball league Monday night, and I played for the first time. It's been over a decade. Like, it's cool to be able to jump and all this stuff, but you have to land. My knees were hurting. I was really scared about getting hurt. It was fun to play, but man, I was like hurting afterwards. You just get old. I don't know. For Dave, so I would definitely cover all the games. I would go to the Rose Bowl. I would do like the media stuff that he doesn't do for sure. I would shave the beard just to like, because I don't want the scratchiness. So I'd walk around beardless. Let's see. I'd probably eat at Rinaldi's every day since I'm living in El Segundo.
Are you just neglecting my kids?
Oh, yeah, the kids. Let's see.
Yeah, you could be a parent.
Oh, do some parenting? Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
What can we do?
You could take them places. You could take them to Disneyland and shit.
Yeah, I think we would do stuff like that. I would take them to the beach. I would definitely indoctrinate them into like beach sports because Dave doesn't
thank
like
God
sand and stuff.
I think that ship has sailed. I think that I have successfully made them hate the beach.
I would get them into the like so they would want to go to the beach all the time. So when David gets them back, like, Daddy, can we go to the beach? He's like, damn it. So yeah, that's a good one. That's what I would do.
All right. I love it.
Nice. This one's from Dave S., L.A. Fred. Weekly winners and losers challenge. Ryan and Dave, is there a weekly Big Ten winners and losers game for the 2025 season? If yes, I must have missed it on your pods. Where's the link if I can find it? Well, we're tweeting it out. We should probably get like a – we could do like a URL, like buy a domain name or something and send it right there. I'm going to respond to Dave. Just send it to him right away. But yes, we tweeted it out. We'll put it up on the show notes so you can get the link. But yeah, our survivor pool, you don't have to pick losers this year. But for the first 3 weeks, you got to pick two winners. David and I are both taking Maryland and Purdue in week one.
That's right, baby.
Little risky.
Little risky, but we're doing it.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we've got a text message. No identifying information. Ryan and Dave, you gentlemen catch the Stanford Cardinal clown show on national TV last week. Calling it a train wreck or dumpster fire is an insult to trains and dumpsters. Despite starting the future number one draft pick, Goat Branson, they still managed to lose to Hawaii. And the end game? That's right out of Mario Cristobal's School of Clock Management. Makes you wonder how these coaches get paid what they do. I didn't watch a second of this, did you?
I watched it, yeah, yeah.
Was it fun?
Who
the hell is Stanford's head coach?
Frank Wright is an interim. Did you not pay attention to what's going on?
I don't pay attention to things. Wow.
Yeah, it was. And he didn't call timeouts at the end when Hawaii was going to kick a field goal to like save some time. So that was weird. Andrew Luck, they were really trying to play big boy football. And it actually worked. Like the first drive, they had it was this old Stanford drives where it was like, you gained 11 yards on those three plays and got a first down. You gained 11 more. Right. And then they end up kicking a field goal. They kick it off, and the guy, the Hawaii returner, is like standing on the one. It bounces. in the air, like right to him, and he calls fair catch and catches it on the one. You can't fair catch on the bounce. So they started on the one, sack, fumble, touchdown. It's 10-0, and it looked like, wow, Stanford's back. And then they looked terrible the rest of the game.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Go Stanford.
I watched that game.
Question for you two. Name one successful college program where the GM is the face of the team. Crickets. Exactly. Nobody does that except Stanford, the gold standard of gridiron garbage. I'll be popping champagne for every L they take this season. Karmic payback for their crimes against football, like starting something called Hogan for 5 years and still somehow tanking every Pac-12 team's season like they're on a personal vendetta. Burn, Cardinal, burn. This feels like a UCLA fan.
It could be.
Because anybody who cites Kevin Hogan knows a certain amount of the pain I felt as a UCLA follower.
Yeah. Daily Grind says, remember when Stanford used to dominate UCLA?
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Yeah. They did that. Like, they won like 12 straight or something.
We have one more text message that just came in.
But hold on. We're going to talk about Stanford here a little bit because, Ben Gulbranson. Oof. That's the quarterback. How crazy is that? It was bad. And I don't mind, like, I think Stanford certainly didn't adapt to the new era of college football, and they needed, I think that's a program that needs the GM to sort of be, it's like the AD, it's like a, he's kind of like a de facto AD just for football. Like, yeah. I don't look at it as anything bad.
Ben Gulbranson is the one quarterback that Jonathan Smith could not fix.
Yes.
Like, he couldn't make him
and
good.
Now you're the starting quarterback at Stanford. Like, it's kind of crazy. But I feel like this can work for, he's going to get a different head coach. He asked Frank Reich just to come in for 1 year. They're going to be bad. They lost a lot of dudes, but they actually brought in some transfers. They brought in like 17 transfers. So they are trying to adapt to the new era. I don't have an issue with, it's going to be a tough year, but they just might need something like that. I think Andrew Luck is in it, you know, and there's not a lot of GMs that are face of the program, but that's Stanford needed something. And, it'll be curious to see who he ends up hiring as their next head coach and how this goes. But I feel like they're at least adapting and trying now, where the last couple of years, they were just sort of mailing it in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tice says Stanford's not been the same, since Jim Harbaugh left. I guess he was, stealing signs at Stanford. No, they were good with David Shaw for a while. That wasn't just like Shaw kept it going. He kept it going, but also did his own thing for a while and had success too.
All right, you ready for the final text message?
Yes.
Ryan and Dave. Oh, wait. No, this is just...
it's the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, he texted.
Okay. We're good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He sent a text and an email.
He really wanted that thing.
And the winners. I sent it to them. He said thank you already. So he sent it back. So Well, that's like our
Show.
Yeah. That's the first. These first few weeks are tough. Please get in there and do the pick'em contest. It's a lot of fun. Matthew puts in a bunch of work. It is always fun to see people who do it 1 week and forget the next, and it's a survivor pool. You have to do it every week or you're out. So get in there. But we'll push it on our social medias and our message boards and everything. David will go to every message board in the Big Ten and post it there because I know he'll do that.
Correct.
Right?
That's what I do famously.
Yes. He does work. That's the show. We'll see how our picks do. It's going to be a lot of fun this early weekend of college football, week one. And looking forward to watching some games, highlighted, of course, by Texas and Ohio State. Anything else, David?
No, I've got nothing else.
Okay. For David Evan Woods, I am Ryan Abraham. Hope you guys enjoyed the show, and we will talk to you next time.
Goodbye.